The beauty of the incarnation.
耶稣基督来到世界、做人是一件非常美好的事。
We have come to Christmas Day. Merry Christmas.
牧师和各位呢是恭贺圣诞快乐，我们今天终于来到圣诞日了。
The feast of the incarnation.
我们要庆祝这个耶稣降生为人的这件事。
No longer are we in the ambivalence of Advent.
我们再不需要忐忑不安地在这里是期待着基督的降临。
When we were looking forward to the end of all things, even as we also anticipated the joy of Christ's first coming and prepared for our Christmas celebrations.
我们平时一向呢，凡事我们都在这里期待等下那件事的结局会是怎么样的，甚至包括我们现在在等着看主耶稣第一次降临来到世界。
We are now come to our day of great joy.
因为这个来临是令到我们有非常多的欢乐。
Yet we are still looking forward to the great fulfillment of all things in Christ, as Paul says in the Ephesians.
就正如好似刚才我哋所读嘅以弗所书啊，信徒保罗佢提到话：，咦，你而家响度庆祝主耶稣嘅降临，但系其实仲有好多嘢响我哋嘅面前，我哋系会要去完成嘅。
But now let us consider the faith of Elizabeth and Mary as guides to our thoughts today.
今日咧，就让我哋咧借用下玛利亚同埋以利沙伯佢嘅信念嚟到思考一下我哋今日要讲嘅信息。
The excitement of two women，
呢两个女人嘅兴奋嘅表现。
The two outlooks of present joy and future expectation overlap in the behaviour of the two women, Mary and Elizabeth。
我们看到这两个妇女她们的表现是重叠了，一是一个即时的喜乐，而另外一个就是有一个未来的盼望。
They are in every sense expectant mothers.
她们两个都是怀有身孕的母亲。
Their excitement is precious beyond measure.
她们的兴奋程度这么大呢，是无可计算的。
For in them three beautiful things connect.
因为在他们的行为上面，我们会看到有三件相关联的美好的事情。
One, the creation of new life.
第一，我们看到呢，是有一个新的生命呢，是创造了。
Two, the faithfulness of God.
第二呢，就是我们看到原来耶和华上帝是信实的，是可靠的。
And a third to which I will return.
第三样呢，罗牧师稍后同你讲。
But we also heard Micah's prophetic word.
但系咧，我哋亦都咧有听到咧有呢一个先知尼迦嘅说话。
As background to the domestic scene of deep bonding between these two women, these relatives, Mary and Elizabeth, we heard a voice from a deeper past.That of the prophet Micah.
我哋咧响呢两个有亲戚关系嘅好紧密关系嘅妇女嘅后边咧，隐约可以听到有一个上古时候嘅先知嘅声音。呢、这个就系尼迦先知。
I imagine that for many his name means little, for others perhaps two memorable oracles may come to mind.
可能罗牧师他认为有些人可能觉得尼迦这个先知都不是很重要的，但另外有些人呢，他觉得支持他是重要的呢，就因为尼迦先知他是有两个值得注意的预言。
First, the Bethlehem prediction that we heard.
第一个呢，就是我们刚才已经读过的，就是耶稣出生的地方伯利恒城。
And secondly, his searing summary of true religion.
第二样呢，就是他是能够综合了一些要点，是关于真正宗教信仰的要求是怎样。 咁我而家咧就会咧系读俾各位听佢嘅记录吓，系响尼加福音书咧第六章第六节到第八节。佢话：我朝见耶和华在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭么？耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的油河么？我岂可为自己的罪过献我长子么？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的么？世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么？只要你行公义，好怜悯，全谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So let us fill out the figure of Micah a little. He belongs to the 8th century BC and was contemporary with Amos, Hosea, and the great Isaiah, who appears to have been greatly influenced by him.
咁啊，罗牧师咧，而家咧想系补充一下一啲关于先知尼加嘅资料俾各位知道。尼加先知系响主前八世纪嘅一个先知。他跟阿摩斯、何西亚、以赛亚是同期的。以赛亚先知呢，亦都是呢受到他呢曾经受到他的影响的。
Hear what the commentator Leslie Allen writes.
现在呢我就想呢讲一下呢这个解经家 Leslie Allen 呢他怎样叙述尼加先知。他说呢尼加先知呢他是生于一个经济改革的年代。本来呢就是有很多元化的複雜的生活，但是呢可惜呢因为太急进的物质繁荣呢就衍生了呢很多自私的物质主义了，那连宗教的行为都成为突致人性欲望的途径，以致到个人和社会的价值观受到破坏。投资土地呢就是致富的方法，因此那些富豪呢他占据了那些贫农的土地，旧有的法令和神圣的立约都被人漠视了，国家那些官员亦都忽略了社会的问题，哪些是优先要照料的次序，这样呢甚至到宗教的领袖、祭司啊、先知啊，他们都攀附时弊，贪财媚势，於是先知尼加的角色就是要批判這個時弊，鞭策社會不公平的現象。
It is familiar to us sometimes the destruction of the middle class.
有時呢是在我們來看這個中等的階層呢是被這個破壞。
See the tension in which a true prophet lives.
有时呢我们看一下以前的先知他们的生活几大的压力。
Micah is of Judah.
尼加呢他自己本身是南国的犹大国的人。
He knows God has promised the royal house of Judah will last forever.
因为呢他知道呢是神曾经应许过犹大国是会永不灭亡的。
Yet he sees the dangerous disobedience of his countrymen.
但是现在他看到他自己的国人是多么不听从上帝的意思。
He has one foot on the covenant, and the other in the newspaper.
于是尼加先知就好像一只脚就是站在这个与神立的约的概念上面，而另一只脚就是被这个社会那个的情况来所影响着。
And as they move apart, he cries out in protest and warning.
于是当这两个极端的事情是越拉越远的时候，尼加先知只有大声疾呼来到警戒那些人。
But he still confirms the faithfulness of God towards those who themselves are faithful.
不过最终呢他都是坚定了一个信念，那个信念就是神是信实可靠的，人若果是对神忠心，他是会保留先前给他们的应许。
well, what has this to do with Mary and Elizabeth or us?
咁嚟家先知所讲嘅，同伊丽莎白、同玛利亚、同埋我哋有何干呢
？Mary and Elizabeth are of the faithful poor of Judea。
玛利亚同埋伊丽莎白，佢哋两个都系好忠心嘅，不过系犹太嘅穷人。
Looking for the consolation of Israel。
响度等紧。以色列是得到安慰
How?
得到平安怎样呢怎得呢
Through a king of David's line as was widely held and as Micah had emphasized
尼嘉先知所说的就是说要藉着大卫血脉传下来的一个王
So for them the joy of motherhood was joined to the joy of spiritual hopeFulfilled two beautiful things coming together.
所以在这两个妇女的眼中，他们就看到有两样的喜乐的事呢，是会融合在一起。第一个就是他们是将会成为人母，但是第二件，他们就很希望这个属灵的盼望呢，有朝一日是可以实现。
Change for the better.
由一个不好的情况变成一个好一点的情况。
But I said before, there were three beautiful things connecting, conspiring in the meeting of Mary and Elizabeth.
是啊，头先罗牧师他曾经讲过，说每当他提到玛利亚和伊丽莎白呢，他就会呢是留意到有三件互相关联的美事。
First, new life.
系咯。
Two, God is faithful.
头先咪讲过嘅，第一咧就系有新生命嘅创造啦，第二咧就系神系信实噶啦。
And the third is their faithfulness.
第三就系呢两个妇女佢对神嘅嗰种忠心。
Mary's in particular, in response to God's faithfulness.
特别系玛利亚，佢系。怎样回应神的信实的应许
See their acceptance of God's way of doing things.
你看看他们怎样接受神做事的方式
His wonderful way.
神做事的方式是很奇妙的
The counterintuitive way of bringing down the self-important and lifting up the humble and weak.
神所做的方式是反正常的做法来的他竟然是将那些自己以为是很重要的人物将他拉下来从高拉下来而将那些提升了那些又谦卑又软弱的人上去
So Christmas celebrates a king born in poverty
所以圣诞就是庆祝一个王但是在一个穷困的环境那里生长出来
It is a cosmic satire
所以这个是一个有个英国的牧师他说是一个世界的讽刺来的
This is where Micah comes into Christmas
在这里我们就可以看到尼嘉先知佢嗰个理论系点样样同呢一个圣诞嘅信息接轨啊
？For the feast of the incarnation is also the feast of justice。
因为我哋庆祝主耶稣降世为人嘅同时，亦都系我哋咧要庆祝一个正义公平嘅日子。
And that is why Christians give gifts to the poor at this time。
这个也是解释为什么很多基督徒他们会在这个时候送礼物给那些穷困的人。
Perhaps I should think again about the nature of my gift giving. Have I lost the focus on the poor and weak and replaced this with my family and friends?
牧师说或者他自己我想我们都应该是反复思量一下究竟我们现在我哋送禮物俾人嘅嗰、那個集中嘅做法咧，係唔係已經係冇送俾啲窮人，而係轉移咗係送俾我哋嗰啲朋友同埋親人咧
For there ought to be a fourth beautiful thing in response to the hope and joy of Elizabeth and Mary today.
因此咧，今日如果我哋要去回应玛利亚同埋以利沙伯佢嘅喜乐同埋盼望嘅时候，我哋自己要谂一谂，我哋点样去回应我哋嘅信仰。
Our own response of faith.
我哋点样回应我哋嘅信仰
？If in our hearts we also humbly rejoice.
在我们的心底那里，我们应该是不是很谦卑地来到庆幸我们自己得到救恩。
We show Christ's love in word and deed to the poor in spirit.
但是又同时很愿意用言语和行为向那些心灵软弱的人来到表达我们救主的爱。
And so are personally drawn into the heart of this event.
所以我想我们是需要一起很积极地参与这件历史性的大事
around which all human history is arranged.
所有世界的历史都是在这件大事那里来到运行
Then, like Mary and Elizabeth, we are truly part also of the fulfillment of God's cosmic plan.
所以呢，如果我们肯这样做的呢，我们就可以真正成为推行神普世计划的一份子。
阿门。
阿门。